I am joined by Anthony Veal, a postal worker and unionist in the Victorian CWU branch. Anthony will be talking to us about the progressive ticket they'll be running in the upcoming CEPU election campaign, contesting the current Victorian positions within their union, the Communications Workers Union. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Chloe. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you. Anthony, just to start off, can you tell us about Union Strong, Union Active, why you formed the group, and what are some of the things the group stands for?
Oh, thanks, Chloe. Well, we've been an activist group for a few years now, about 4 or 5 years. We came about because of some massive changes that happened in our workplace. I think just around COVID, if you can remember, we had this alternative delivery model where your mail was coming every second day to your house and parcels were getting banged up and people's parcels were going everywhere and people were tracking them. They were supposed to go to Sydney, but it ended up going to Perth and Darwin and Adelaide and back up to Sydney. So a lot of changes made there. Such big changes. They wanted to restructure our workplace outside of our EBA, and a secret deal was made behind our backs, and they called it the MO, the ADM, the Alternative Delivery Model. And the name of the deal was a Memorandum of Understanding, and the workers had no say in that Memorandum of Understanding. And in that agreement, the aim was to get rid of 25% of staff, which is shocking. And what they did to they started with that, they took 50% of the posties off their round and made it. The 50% that stayed there had to deliver two rounds instead of one. So they did a one day, one round one day, then another round the next day, then came back and did their other round again. And that alternated through the week. The other 50% of staff, 25% of those went into vans to deliver parcels every day. And the other 25% had no job designation. They called them floaters. So they were just floating around being used here, there, everywhere, which stressed them out, and a lot of them left. At the end of the day, about 15% of the staff actually ended up leaving. It was quite terrible. So from that, we had a basic group of activists. We found a few more other people that were upset about it and wanted to do something about this MOU. And we got together, we called ourselves Pissed Off Posties Get United Now. And we started attending all the meetings with the union and trying to force their hand to tell us what was going on and trying to encourage the union to please organise their members. Because when they were making these deals, what they were doing is separating all the workplaces. Every meeting that they had with a work group was marked in commercial confidence, so we couldn't share the information between each other. So it was quite, everybody was disillusioned. Nobody knew what was going on. There was confusion everywhere. And the only way we could get some order was actually encourage people to turn up to union meetings and get involved. We weren't getting anywhere by attending these meetings and encouraging the union, and elections have come up. So we decided to contest the election. And our PopGam group has evolved into another group called Union Active, Union Strong, which is we had to register as a registered organisation so we could have a bank account and get online and raise funds and start contesting this election, which elections aren't easy, and especially in the post. They made the rules so hard for us. It's a national election, and in Victoria, we're the only ones contesting the election. And everybody's quite upset because a lot of these deals are being made behind their backs. Nobody's had any say and can't do anything about it. The union's not helping them. That's why we're here. That's why we're contesting the election.
Well, it sounds really exciting, Anthony. It sounds like postal workers were facing a very hostile time in their workplace. So we're glad that you're running. Would you be able to tell us about some of the candidates that are running?
We've had a pretty strong team of mates. That PopGam group was really tight, and we stuck together through thick and thin. It was very hard, and we had a lot of arguments together and a lot of fun together, but which made us very tight, and we worked together quite well. And we are a quite a diverse group. We have all different talents in different areas. I'm running for secretary, and there are three other organisers. They're the main leadership group of the union, and one of the organisers is Terry Costello. Terry is an old comrade. One of the things that the union is really lacking, and the reason why it's gone this way, is political ideology. There's virtually none. And, especially in some union factions, even in the Labour Party, they have mottos like left wing, white wing, chicken wing. They don't care. Wherever the deal they think is the best deal, they'll go with it. And that's what our union is like now. They don't care about any political ideology. Whatever's the best deal at the time, we're taking it. So we've got Terry online. Terry is an old comrade. He's been around the traps for many years. Look, just a couple of weeks ago, he was at May Day playing the guitar there for everybody and singing the old songs and keeping the troops entertained. So he's really there. He's going to be president, hopefully president as well, and he'll be leading the charge in the political ideology of the group. And he's also a registered accountant and has a master's degree in that as well. So he's pretty good at keeping people in line and really following the rules and hopefully keeping the rules in that political ideological way. Enzo is another staunch comrade, shop steward in HSR, fought many battles, and the current user union actually uses him to fight the battles for him. But the last time he was fighting for them and he got into trouble and the union wouldn't back him up. He was given a disciplinary action and actually asked to move, I think it's about 30 kilometres away to another workplace, get out of his work group. And we weren't going to take that lying down. The union wasn't going to defend him, so we had to defend him ourselves, and we won the case and got him back to his workplace. But he's a staunch fighter. He's in there for the fight, and he's committed to change and also has strong political ideology. When we were, before the Pop Gun Group was founded, we were looking for people to be with us to stand up and fight against this nasty MOU that was going on. And one person stood out. We saw her submission to the government in the Australia Post Review, and it was a really strong submission. And this person really, really had the spunk and the fight in them to, we knew we need that person on our side. So I chased that person up, and her name was Sam Kamiri, and she was a deputy shop steward in HSR at one of the mail centres and postal centres. And she really has a lot of fight in her, and really on the team with us, and she's there to help out. With the election campaign, it is really hard being a rank and file team. Other teams, like the incumbent teams, they have lots of money, lots and lots of money backing them up. They have millions of dollars behind them. They have lots of deep political connections, and they have lots of resources. And we're just rank and file. We have a postie's wage, and we had to come together and make this. The only way we can campaign to our members is through the mail. We can't use email or telephone numbers. We have to mail out physical articles to their addresses. And that costs money to get things printed, get things designed, and also postage. And we've done the first one, and we got that done really well. But we could only do that because we're a really good, diverse team, where Sam had design skills and friends in the printing industry, which helped us out. And Terry had really good computer skills as well, and organisational skills, getting us together. And Aaron, Enzo, and I just ran around and doing all the backup work and keeping everybody together. It was just a great team, and we made it happen. And that's our leadership team. We seem to work together as a team, and we make stuff happen.
And one of the candidates you mentioned, Terry Costello, running for branch president, I think he was a 3CR presenter as well. When is the election being held, and how can people get involved and help out?
Well, the election's actually happening now. It started on the 1st of June and it ends on the 30th of June, right in the guts of it. People can help out. Well, they can help by giving us some money in our GoFundMe account. We still have another reminder mail out to go out. That has to go out next week. And we're still getting that together and organising that. Another one, they could speak to their postie. Everybody should know their postie. Really, it's so important, our job on the line. And the postie does so much for the community, and it's a really solid job. Keeps the country together. Everybody should know their postie, and talk to your postie and ask them if they're in the union, and ask them if they're going to vote in this union and vote for reform in this union, to change their union, to rebuild their union. But one of the things that's really let me down with this union, I've been in there for 38 years, and I've just slowly seen union membership go down. And it's not only our union, a lot of unions' membership is going down, but ours is really going down at a rapid rate. And that's really breaking my heart. And I didn't know it was so bad until I started the campaign and finding out and talking to as many posties as I could, and finding out about many delivery centres where they haven't even got a shop steward. And members are ringing me up and saying, I've been in the union for 25 years and I've just resigned from the union because I felt there's no benefit in it for me. It's really breaking my heart. And really, I want to, you know, bring it back to what it was supposed to be, give the union some purpose. You know, with my team of leadership, my organisers, our aim is the organisers will only have one job, and that is to organise the members. Really, that's what workers' rights about and leftism is all about, being organised, working as a collective. And you can't do it if you're not organised. If you're not organised, you're a rabble, you're on your own, and you're easily picked out and, you know, led in the wrong direction. It's organise, organise, organise.
It is sad what's happened to the union movement. I mean, really under capitalism, workers have really, well, they really feel alienated. They don't really have a say in how their workplaces are run. And the union, even in the you know, especially in the postal industry, it used to be much stronger when you look back 10, 20 years. My dad was a postal worker and he was part of that union. And I remember him telling me that workers were actually encouraged to join their union and be active. But now yes. That membership is down and, you know, workers are scared to join. They're probably being intimidated for whatever reason. Maybe you could just expand on, you know, why things have changed so much and describe your experience of rebuilding the union, which is also part of the CEPU election campaign.
Well, definitely, we're still getting young members coming in, and the young members are joining the union. It's the older ones, and some people just feel like there's no purpose for being in the union. Really, there must be a purpose. There must be a reason to do so for anybody to get involved. What I've done, and I've been around so long and seen it all happen, I've seen many shop stewards be run out of the job because of their clashes with management. Many fight, we've lost many battles, I think, and I've seen many things that we've won. And I know we have to change the way we do things. We're still doing things the way they did hundreds of years ago, but there's now we're overwhelmed with massive technology and all the resources there are put against us, and us, the average rank and file, Joe and Mary and Joe, it is very hard to stand up against. What I've done with the guys in my workplace to encourage them just to get involved in the process, now I get up before every union meeting a week before, and I rally them and fire them up to come along to the meeting and get involved. And I tell them all about, you know, the reasons what it is to be a union member. And I tell them that your union membership is your ticket to participate in the democratic process. And I tell them also about Thomas Jefferson, when he said, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And then we're always banging on about freedom, you know, freedom this, freedom that, you know, what is freedom? You know, in that definition, the term of freedom was, the definition of it was to participate in the decision-making process. If you can't participate in the making the decisions, you're no more than a slave. And that's what it's all about, to be able to be in there and have some control over your destiny. We live in this democratic country. We're surrounded by rules and regulations to say that we're in a free democratic country, to participate in all this, to be control in our destiny, to have our vote, to have our say. But people believe that their vote and their say means nothing. But the only way is to get in there and have your say, get involved, know what's going on, educate yourselves so you can make an educated and the right decision. So the people think, well, okay, they come along, they listen, they find out who's playing this game, who are the main players in the union, what decisions are being made, and they get in there and they talk about it. And sometimes, you know, this is what I wanted. Monday mornings, when people came in and started talking about the footy and the golf and stuff like that, I wanted them talking about the union and what's going on and what other unions are doing. And so in the lunchroom, I hear people doing that, having those conversations. And that's really, that's made my day, and just changing that culture around. You go to a meeting which controls your whole life and your whole destiny, your wages. It affects you, your family, and your future. I've got people actually doing it. And they're loving it. They're having fun doing it. They're getting involved. They're participating.
Thank you for coming on the show today. You've given a really great interview, and thanks for all your hard work in building a stronger, active, and more democratic Victorian CWU branch. But before we wrap up the interview, Anthony, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Please have a look at our website. They're running our campaign on union-active.org. And hopefully, we have a link there for our fundraiser to the GoFundMe page. But please, yeah, have a look and find out what we're all about. And please talk it up. And please have a chat to your postie. And hopefully, they'll get back there and talk to their comrades back at work. And yeah, we can get a bit of a groundswell happening and make it happen.
Sounds great, and we wish you the very best of luck in the upcoming elections, and solidarity to the postal workers. Thanks once again, Anthony, for being on the show.
Thanks, Chloe. Thanks for having me, and keep up the good work, Chloe. Thank you.